program is brought to you in living color.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh boy, here it comes.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. I can prove it. Look, it's me. It's me. Who else would do this? You'd have to be crazy to do something like this. Of course it's me. Well, thanks for stopping by. I will entertain you like some type of puppet at your convenience. So sit back, relax, I'll take care of this thing. I got it. All right, that'll do it. That's enough of an introduction. How are you? Did you look in the mirror today? Pretty revealing, isn't it? Wow. I don't know what's me anymore. I really don't. And ladies, like, you're like way out of the ballpark, but I don't know what's me. When I wake up in the morning and I go to the bathroom to relieve myself, it's a relief. I look into the mirror and it's like, wow, my hair is like all over the place. I haven't shaved in like 24 hours almost. And stuff's dripping from my nose. I don't even know what planet that stuff is from. It's just, I don't know. I've got little marks all over me that I don't know where they came from. I just look horrible. But then later on, I brush my teeth, I comb my hair, I shave a little bit. I have a beard, so I don't shave that much. I clean myself up and I look somewhat presentable, but I'm not sure which one is the real me. Is it the disgusting thing that I saw in the mirror when I first woke up? Or is it me after I started putting myself together a little bit? Which one is the real me? Well, the one that everybody sees is the one after I put myself together. But the real me is a disgusting piece of crap. Uh-huh. And that's a guy thing. Now, when you go into the woman's side of things, oh my God, women, I don't know what you are. I don't know how you keep your mental fitness. You've got to wonder to yourself, which one am I? Women look in the mirror in the morning and it's horrendous. It's like, wow, that's a picture of somebody who's got troubles. Women, you know, come on. But then women put on the makeup and fix the hair and put on the clothing and do all that and the lipstick and the mascara and the eyeliner. Holy crap, you do a lot to yourself, don't you? You do well. The foundation sounds like a big committee. I've got to consult with the foundation on my face. Oh my God, the chapstick, the lipstick, the fipstick, the pipstick. You got to hike the boobs up, put the bra on. Oh my God, which is the real you? Well, the one that they see in public, that's really me. No, it's not. That's not the way you really look. I look damn good for my age, don't I? I don't know. I can't see past the clown makeup. How would I know what you really look like? Women, you've got an identity crisis going on. I don't know how you do it. And you can't get out of it either. You're stuck in it because everybody else does it. Therefore, you must do it. If you don't do it, everybody else is going to look miles better than you do because they got the clown makeup on and you don't. Women, how do you do this? You got to walk around in high heels 20 feet off the ground, man. With your toes like smushed into the front of the shoe. I got to do it because everybody else does and it makes me look better and sexier. No, it doesn't. It makes you look like you're on stilts somewhere in a freak circus sideshow. You don't look better. You don't look better. Your women, really, appearance-wise, are, I hate to say this, but it's not real. It's nothing's real. Nothing's real anymore. I think some women are like, well, how tall are you, 5'8"? Now I have heels on. I'm literally 4'10". 4'10"? But you're so, it's my heels. I got heels on. Who are you? How tall are, what are you? You look so young for your age. My God, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. You look very, very young. Well, that's what 50 injections of Botox will do. Oh, my God, who are you? What do you actually look like? I look like this. No, you don't. No, you don't. We have an identity crisis in this country. We're very, very, I think in other countries, they don't give a crap. I've been to England a few times. They don't give a crap at all. They don't care at all. They wear the same clothes every day until the clothes stand up by themselves. You think that's a joke? It's serious. They wear the same clothes every single day. When it starts to smell, oh, like a gym locker, that's when they say, maybe I should change today. I don't know. Perhaps, am I stinking to you? Do I stink? Maybe I should change my clothes today. Come on, man. What's wrong with you people? Your teeth are yellow. Guess why? Take a guess. Take a guess why your teeth are yellow. The people in England do not take care of themselves really very well at all. I hate to say that. And if you're British, I'm not trying to put you down. It's just the way it is. People in the United States, they shower every 10 minutes. They shower more than, I'm surprised people in the United States still have skin left. Because you're exfoliating that skin like every 10 minutes. It's just unbelievable. You shower so much. And you change your clothes constantly. I'm getting home from work. I'm going to change my clothes. What? People in other countries don't change their clothes for weeks. What are you talking about? I got a shower. I feel a little bead of sweat on my forehead. I've got a shower. I feel dirty. Oh, God, what? You're a little obsessed with cleanliness, I have a feeling. It's kind of strange. Yeah, people in other countries, man, they're not that clean. They don't do what you do. They don't do what you... No. That's why we have more disease stuff here, because we're just cleaning ourselves so much. We're getting all those disease fighters off. I don't know how that works. I'm not a doctor. Did you know I wasn't a doctor? I'm sorry. You didn't know that? Welcome to the program. I'm Ron Van Dam. I think I did that like an hour ago. Okay. I ran into another supermarket slut, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that. A supermarket slut is somebody that works in a supermarket as a cashier. That's a supermarket slut, and they're not all supermarket sluts, but there are quite a few of them that have infiltrated our industry. And it doesn't have to be a female. I know that's the connotation. I apologize for that connotation. But a guy does it too. A slut no more has to do with any particular sex whatsoever. It's universal slut. Universal slut. Here's what happened yesterday. And this is a true story. I raise my hand in truth like I'm in front of an impeachment panel. I went into the supermarket. I get myself. They have this pulled pork, and it's in a tub, and it's usually about $3.99 to $5. It's a pork thing, a pulled pork, and all you do, you open it up, and it's got the barbecue sauce in it, and you heat it up, and then you eat the damn thing, and you put it on a bun, and you know, it's wonderful, wonderful. So it's on sale at this particular supermarket. For $2.75, I think it was, where it's usually $3.99. So I grabbed myself a tub. I believe Lloyd's is the number, not the number, the name. I don't know the difference between a name and a number all of a sudden. It's the name brand of this stuff. And it's in a little tub, plastic tub and all that kind of. So I go to the cashier, and she's ringing my stuff up. And she rings the tub through, and she goes, "Whoa, my God, $2.75. Wow, I'm going to get this when I on my way home today. That's an incredible deal. This stuff's usually $5. Am I right, sir?" "Yes, you're right. Yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm having this for dinner tonight. This is great. Hey, thanks for tipping me off on this. So I didn't tip you off at all. I just bought it and you started making a whole soliloquy about it. But yeah, I'm going to have this for dinner too. And she says, yeah, me too. Paper or plastic? I don't know. Surprise me. Surprise me when I get home. So that's it. And I start to leave the checkout area. I put my receipt in the bag, and I overhear the slut cashier behind me dealing with the next customer behind me, but I haven't left the area yet. And this guy is buying apples, Macintosh apples. They're on sale in the store, and they are apparently like, I've got a little sale going on the Macintosh apples. So the cashier slut, supermarket slut, she's ringing up the apples. She goes, oh my God, this is a great deal on the apples. I'm going to get some of those apples tonight and make something with apples in it, like an apple pie or something like that. This is, hey, thanks for telling me about the apples. This is wonderful. Thank you. This is, I'm going to get the apples tonight. I felt like turning around and pointing at her. You slut. You just made a whole big thing about my Lloyd's pulled pork in a tub about how you're going to do that tonight for dinner. And the guy behind me, you've betrayed me literally behind my back and my cart. Now you're praising the guy who bought the apples on sale. And you're going to make the apples tonight. What are you going to make? Apples, and you're going to have the pulled pork and another 2,000 items that people are going to buy all day. You lying sack of slut and shit. How can you, I apologize for calling her lying. How could you possibly lie to me like that? You slut. I felt like going up to the manager at the customer service desk. And, you know, you employ lying cashiers who are for some reason lying to customers, saying that they're going to go home and eat the same thing that I'm eating, trying to butter me up so that they form a relationship with me. Well, I don't put up with that kind of thing. I'm never shopping here again. I don't know. I think there's something wrong with me too. Don't let these cashiers get away with it. I don't even understand the point. It's not like they get a tip. Hey, you really, thanks for scanning my items and putting them in a bag for me. Here's a couple of bucks. Thank you very much. They don't do that anymore. I never tipped a cashier before. Maybe I should. You know, you put those items in a bag real well. Here's a couple of bucks. Go buy yourself some apples and have them for dinner with me. It's embarrassing is what it is. You know, I'm old enough to remember that there were people called bag boys. Do you know what bag boys are? Bag boys. They worked at a supermarket, and their one and only job, they got paid basically nothing. They worked on tips almost exclusively. And they'd be younger kids, like who really couldn't drive yet. And they'd be hanging out near the register, and they would push your shopping cart out to the car for you. You would open your car door and the kid would load the groceries into your car and then close the car door, and you would say, thank you, bag boy. And you would tip the bag boy some money for doing that service. And the bag boy was like, oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, sir, for the tip and allowing myself and my family not to eat dog food tonight. Even my dog doesn't eat dog food unless you tip me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm off to the next customer to load their groceries into their car, too. Oh, thank you. Thank you, kind man, for the 25-cent piece. Thank you. Thank you. You've saved my life. I'm forever indebted to you. Thank you. Thank you. No, that's what they used to do. They were called bag boys. I don't know why I find that funny. That's actually quite pathetic. Let's talk politics. This is something that really annoys me. And I don't know if you feel the same way. Do you know our elections are not simply voting? That's not the way this works. It is not us that votes for something and decides who gets a particular position somewhere, like the president. No, it's done by the state. Elections are run by the states. If you live in North Carolina, North Carolina is either going to go Democrat or Republican when they vote, and that is the way it's going to go. We elect people in this country nationally by the state. It has nothing to do with the person. So this fictitious line that every vote counts, it doesn't count. And that's why this is so screwed up, this whole voting system. Every vote doesn't count. If you live in Massachusetts, which is a very Democratic state, and you happen to be Republican, your vote does not count. I don't care how you slice it one way or the other. If you live in a Democratic state, you're Republican, your vote doesn't count. If you live in a Republican state and you're a Democrat, your vote does not count because it's the state that wins, not the person and not the country. It's really quite disgusting when you think about it. The popular vote should be the end of the conversation. I don't care if you live in a barn or in a skyscraper or in Los Angeles or in Ohio. I don't care where you live, how you live, what you think, what you eat, what you drink. Your vote counts or should count. And you tally them up and the winner takes it. This thing by, he won Ohio. He's going to win Pennsylvania. What are you talking about? He's winning the states? No, he should be winning the people. It doesn't matter where you live. It's crazy. Who did this? Who came up with this system that we decide national elections by winning the state? Your vote doesn't count that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every person that goes to a voting booth should figure that when they go into that booth, their vote is going to be tallied up nationally for a national election. Not tallied up to see who wins the state. It's wrong. This red state, blue state crap has got my ass aflame. Because it's wrong. It's not democracy. It's a setup. It's a game that has rules that don't make sense. I don't care what you say, Donald. Hillary Clinton won in 2016 because when you took all the people in the country and they voted, by a good fat margin, Hillary won. Now, I'm not going backwards, and I'm not saying, well, you know, let's undo it. I mean, those were the rules, and we play by the rules. But we got to change those rules, man. We got to go back to basics. One vote, it counts no matter where you live, no matter what kind of state you live in, no matter how old you are. It doesn't matter. Your vote should count in total for the country, not for the state. And I'm talking about presidential elections, quite obviously. What a scam and a sham and a pam and a stam. You add up the states and you see who wins president? What? What are you talking about? That's so wrong. How do you defend something like that? Why wouldn't you go back to basics? Your vote counts no matter where you are. All right, thanks for listening to that. But I'm passionate about that. I don't understand how we got here. I don't think anybody really understands what democracy really means.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
There's a new streaming service. It's called True Royalty, and some very influential people in the United Kingdom put this together. It's for those of us across this great universe of ours who get off on royalty stuff. You know, royalty in all different countries, but especially in the United Kingdom. Some of us have a fascination with royalty. I'm not one of them, but some of us, I use that in the larger volume context. I don't give a crap about monarchies. Personally, we have the Kardashians. That's enough. By the way, this morning I said to myself, I don't know who the Kardashians are. I can't tell one from the other because they all have similar facelifts. I think I can name them, but I don't know which is which. Kim, Chris, Chloe, Courtney, Sleepy, Dopey. Then there's the that strange one, Jenner, Bruce. That's it. No, not Bruce. Kylie. I don't know. I don't know the first name of the new one, the transformed one, the Transformer. That's all I know. If you gave me all the pictures or put them in a lineup, I think they all look exactly the same. So I can't distinguish. I don't understand the show. It was on this morning when I woke up. I turned the TV on like for 2 minutes while I tried to figure out where I was. And I couldn't figure out the show at all. I don't understand the point of it. They just stand there and walk around in different clothing. They all look exactly the same. Things happen to them that absolutely nobody cares about. They marry people that doesn't work out very well, or they're crazy as well. I don't know why anybody would watch it. I turned it off quite quickly, feeling great embarrassment, even though I was alone. But that's our form of royalty, I guess. I think royalty is stupid. I think it's like we'll make the rules now. You watch us play the game for absolutely no reason whatsoever. We have no power. We just have a lot of money, and we walk around and sit in chairs, and that's. Or on a nice couch, or on a throne. We wear a crown so that you know which ones we are. We're not particularly pretty people, but we're not ugly either, although some of us are. I just don't understand the whole thing. It's not reality. It's fantasy come true in a very Jerry Springer kind of way. It's just, now you got Meghan Markle, who married Prince Harry. So now she's Harry Meghan. I don't understand what the word is or what the title would be. She's Duchess of York or New York, or she's Kensington's brother's sister's kingdom of palaces. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, we're our guest today, whom I've just pretty much discounted. Our guest today actually has formed a very popular television streaming service. It is available to you now. They have a special documentary they've just put out, premiering about Meghan Markle and how she is infiltrating the royalty thing and becoming quite prominent. You know, if you're into it, this is great. Some people, I remember when they have these big weddings on television, some people like stay up all night and they dress in little crowns and prom dresses and they watch the royal weddings and they really enjoy that. I don't enjoy real weddings in this country. Why would I enjoy somebody else's in another country just because they put a gown on? I don't understand that exactly. But anyway, we're going to speak to our guest right after this commercial thing, and then we'll see what's up with that and see if they even decided to stay with me or not. I don't know.
When you reach for a beer, what are you looking for? The finest malts, grains, and hops? An artisan ale that represents a modern take on traditional brewing techniques that master brewers have refined and treasured for years. A true beer drinking experience. Or like most of us, are you just looking to get fucked up on the cheap? Well, if you're like the rest of us, congratulations, your beer is here. It's Fockenhalter. It's not a great beer. It's not even a good beer. It's a beer that's $4 a case, and it's strong enough to melt the chrome off a trailer hitch. So kiss your liver goodbye and say hello to Falkenhalter. It's beer.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Wonderfully. Thank you very much. Nick Bullen joins us. He's co-founder of True Royalty. We'll tell you about that in just a second. Nick has founded Spungold TV, and now he's one of the UK's leading independent TV production companies, and thus what we're talking about today. People are into royalty no matter where they live, and I guess you know that.
That's right, Rob. People have loved royals and all things royal for, you know, over 1,000 years now. You go right back to the days of King Arthur and the Tudors and all the sort of murder, myth, and majesty that went on, you know, 1,000 years ago. People have loved it. And right through to today, you know, people cannot get enough of Diana, Princess Margaret, Kate of William, and now Meghan Markle.
Oh, when there's a royal wedding, it's like everything drops and everybody's glued to the television, and yet when there's a crisis in the country, nobody watches. So maybe it's a way of escaping. Maybe it's some way of fantasy life coming true. Who knows? But whatever it is, it is. Tell me about True Royalty.
So True Royalty is a brand new TV service. It's been called like the Netflix for royal programs.
Oh.
And so if you are interested in anything to do with royals, whether it's British royals, Russian czars, you know, the Emperor of Japan, we've got hundreds of hours on True Royalty that takes you into the world of the royal families across the globe and across history.
So it's various programs, documentaries, specials, television shows, all that kind of thing, all on that subject matter.
That's absolutely right. We've got, you know, hundreds of hours that that range from inside Meghan Markle's home at Windsor through to stories of the royal pets, through to the early royal weddings, or recent royal weddings. We've got a whole section about Diana, from Diana's passion to Diana's fashion. We're upstairs and downstairs at the royal palaces with the secrets of the royal servants. And then we sort of take you into the various homes and we take you around the world. You know, there's been a lot of stories recently about the Emperor of Japan's coronation. We've got great documentaries about the monarchies of Asia. You name it. Wherever you want to know, we can take you.
Interesting. I understand that there's, for the launch, there's a special program that really we might be interested in the States here, because it involves Meghan Markle, who was one of those people that captured everybody's attention. And you've got a documentary coming up, Meghan for President? Questioning? it sounds interesting.
It's Meghan for President premieres this Sunday on True Royalty. And it starts off with a slight, you know, slight joke at the beginning of it, you know, the idea of where could Meghan's ambitions lie? Where might she end up one day? But as you start watching it, you suddenly realize that this woman is an incredible tour de force. She, you know, age 10, she was campaigning against the Gulf War.
Right.
And she organized a campaign at her school because she was worried about her friend whose brother was going off to the war, and she was worried for this little boy. And even in those early days, she wanted to make a difference. And across the documentary, we speak to people who know her well, people who've never spoken on camera before, and they reveal this portrait of a woman who is determined to make a change. When she became an actress, she became, as we know, sort of quite politically active. Now she's a duchess with the royal family. Mm-hmm. She's playing on a global stage and is making real changes there. And we ask, where might that end? Where might she go? Yeah. Is there a world that one day William and Kate are in Buckingham Palace?
Who knows?
And Harry and Meghan are in the White House? Maybe.
Well, I prefer anybody in the White House other than what I have. But anyway, that's besides the point. Well, that's great for the UK. I wish we could get that in the States here.
You can. You can get it in America. So it's available this weekend. You can tune in if you go on to Comcast or to Roku or Apple. You could get it all over. Get it all over. It's available all over the States. We've got a big subscriber base now in the US. And probably the simplest thing is if your listeners just Google True Royalty, so True Royalty or True Royalty TV, and if they Google that, the service will come up, and there are hundreds of hours of royal content that they'll be able to watch right now, this weekend.
It's very cool. How did this concept come up? You have some co-founders that have equally put their talents into this, and it takes specific talents of each person to make this work, obviously. How did that happen? Were you eating a sandwich one day and you said, you know, this might be interesting?
Not far off it, Anthony Ruff. Not far
really?
Off it. I've been making TV shows with the royal family for 30 years nearly now, with, you know, from the Queen to the Duke of Edinburgh to Prince Charles to William to Harry.
Wow.
And wherever we put these shows, whether it was in the UK or in the US, the ratings used to go through the roof. Mm-hmm. So we were having lunch one day, literally having lunch, and thought, is there a way of putting all this great content of thousands of hours of royal programming all in one place so that people could just binge on royalty?
Yeah, yeah.
And my two partners, one is from the world of advertising, and one is from the world of video on demand.
Mm-hmm.
We came together and we thought, okay, let's see if we can do this.
Perfect.
And as I say, people have called it the Netflix for royal programs. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's sort of, you get to Netflix for your dramas, you come to True Royalty for all your favorite royal characters from across the ages.
Well, it's like a TV drama, but it's real. It's called True Royalty.
It is.
True Royalty, True Royalty TV. Google it. It's all over the place. And find out what it's about so you can watch the special premiering this Sunday about Meghan Markle hopefully running for president. That would be great. Hey, Nick, a pleasure speaking to you. Continued success to you. And nice idea. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Nick Bullen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today. I don't know how to thank you. If you look under your chair, I left you a little gift. It's wadded up 6-year-old gum. Try to get that out from the bottom of your chair. Good luck with that. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, and I hope you join me then. Until that time arrives, which could be quicker than you think, I wish you peace. We'll be right back.